Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. This is my biggest struggle with working as a freelancer, that it's just me and there's something hollow about having a business that's just yourself. Today I'm going to be talking as much about being a freelancer as I am a photographer. Photography is my career, it's my job, it's what I do, but I do it in a freelance way. I don't have an employer, I don't have a boss, I don't have a bigger company that I'm part of. It's just me. At least it used to be just me, and now that I'm with Shelley, and Shelley is my favorite person in the world, she's my wife, and Shelley's a photographer too. So before I met Shelley, I realized that maybe the best size company for me to be part of was one person. It turns out that the best size company for me to be part of was two people. We work together on a lot of things, and I'm very lucky to be able to share this much time with my favorite person in the world. She has her clients, I have mine. Sometimes I'll go and help her on a shoot if that's something she needs, if she just needs a monkey to move about the lights. And sometimes she'll help me on a shoot when I need some styling or just to class something up a little bit. That was actually how we met. I was hiring Shelley to do some styling for me. And of course, we work together on some of the tours, and having Shelley join me for a workshop or a tour just makes it the best tour possible. But most of the time I'm running my own business. It's just me. And most of my clients, it's just me delivering and I'm responsible and it's my gig. And the biggest challenge for me is that I am an external to those clients. I'm outside the company. I'm not part of it, which there are times when that works in my favor, but ultimately, I want to feel that I'm part of something bigger. I want to feel like I'm part of a bigger team. And that doesn't always happen. This is my biggest struggle with working as a freelancer, that it's just me and there's something hollow about having a business that's just yourself. One of the things that I like about photography is that it gives me a connection. So when I go out and I photograph a part of the world or a city or meet people or just go out into nature and I feel more connected to the planet that I'm on, I feel more connected to some of the cultures and I get to experience some of the wilderness. This is the best part about photography for me, that sense of connection. From a career point of view, you don't always get that connection with a client. I keep coming back to this idea of wanting to be part of something bigger. I don't know if that's something you can relate to in your life. I don't know if you've ever struggled with feeling isolated and feeling not connected, especially when you go into work, because your work is such a big part of your life. You spend so much of your time working and putting effort and putting your soul into the work you do. So it matters. There are always good clients and bad clients, and we don't keep the bad clients for very long as a general rule. The good clients are the ones who make it really clear that they value what you do and they appreciate it. The good clients don't just see you as a resource to tick a box. They see you as part of the team and they want to build something really special. I often struggle with the thought of, would I have been better off just to stay in a job? Would I have been better off financially? For sure, I definitely would have been better off. I don't know if mentally I would have been better off. I think there were reasons that I stopped working for other people in the first place. I wasn't happy. I was burning too much of myself. I was putting too much into the job and not enough for me. And I'm not really a 9-to-5 person anyway. Like, I'm not necessarily at my best at 9 a.m. every single day. I need a bit of flexibility. I have good days and bad days. But I really miss being part of that bigger team, being part of a bunch of really smart people. You do stuff on a different level when you're collaborating. When you're collaborating, things escalate and you reach higher because someone else is reaching higher with you. And maybe that's like having a buddy who'll go to the gym with you. Maybe it's like that. But I think it's more than that. I think the whole is greater than the sum of the parts when you're part of a team. I didn't get into photography because I thought I was the best photographer in the world or that I was going to be. I just wanted a creative life. I wanted to use my creative skills. I left working in a job at the age of 30. I quit my job. I didn't really have a plan at the time. I didn't have a handle on photography at all. And digital was just starting to come in. This was 2000. And it's been 25 years now. 25 years of working for myself, of trying out things, experimenting, failing. The key to being freelance, working for yourself, is just experimenting, being prepared to get it wrong. And then you jump back in and you give it another go. If you're thinking of a freelance career, there is a lot to think about. There's a lot that you can get wrong. You don't go freelance to get rich. You do it because you don't fit into the existing mold. You need a different structure. You need a different way to do your work, but it doesn't mean you don't want to belong to something bigger. And that's the catch. That's the tricky bit. One of the problems I've found with working for companies, and it can happen to clients too, is this issue that the more you get to know the company, the less you respect what they do. Because ultimately, most companies are there to make money. They're there to make profit. And at some point, they're either exploiting their customers or they're exploiting their staff or both. That's just the world we live in. Most companies have a downside. And the longer you stay in that company, the more that downside becomes apparent. It's a real problem for me that I don't want to work for shit companies. I don't want to work for companies that make the world worse. And most companies make the world worse. Part of my challenge with belonging to something greater is finding something that meets the lofty ideals that I have inside my head. I've been really lucky to have partnered up with some people along the way, some really good people. I've had a handful of just amazing partnerships, and the time I've spent with those people out in the field, doing our job, making stuff happen, making something really special and really unique, those have been really valuable moments in my life, and they're just not happening as much as they used to. I am slowing down. My career is slowing down. I'm moving into that stage of life where I need to get really serious about what my retirement's going to look like. And in the same way that as men get older, they lose their friends and they lose contact with people, or your friends die, because that's a thing. And you wake up one day and suddenly you realize, hey, I don't have a whole bunch of friends. It's kind of like that with careers too. As a freelancer, you look around and think, I don't have as many clients as I used to have. And I got to say, I have been actively getting rid of clients for several years now. I've been redefining what kind of work I really want to do. There's a lot of work that you can do as a photographer. If you just want to get paid, there is always work out there. Most of it is just not work that I want to do. I really enjoy the teaching. The teaching is something that really satisfies me. Whether that's in a workshop or whether it's with the videos I put on YouTube or my blog posts, the thing about teaching is that every now and then you see the response that someone has to what you're doing or what you're teaching or you're mentoring, and it makes it worthwhile. Like, I get little emails from time to time from people who say they read something on the blog and it's exactly what they needed to read. It either helped them with a technical problem on the camera, or maybe it was just an idea. They needed to hear that idea at that moment in time. It's like when the right book finds you when you need it. I love being part of that. I love being a little instrument of just making someone's day better. And sometimes we get to make people's entire year better by just spending a couple of weeks with us in the Arctic chasing some auroras. So for those little moments, I feel like I'm part of something bigger. I feel like I have a really good purpose with what I'm doing with photography. I like being part of something bigger. I like it when I'm working with Gunnar in the north. I like it when I'm working with Sering in the Himalayas. I like it when I'm working with Shelley in Daylesford. These are the best moments. But most of being self-employed, most of working for myself is sitting here at this desk in Melbourne, either editing stuff for clients or sharing videos on why I love a particular camera or a lens. Most of it doesn't actually feel like I'm part of something bigger. It feels like I'm just working on my job, on my career. So right now I'm thinking about what I want to do for the next decade that's going to make me feel like I'm part of something bigger. Make me feel like I'm really making a difference to something more than just myself. If you have some thoughts on what makes you feel like your freelance career is more satisfying, I'd like to hear that too. Please drop any questions you have, and I hope you have a great day.